Hello, and welcome to Think Analytics Blog. My name is Matthew Begeman, and today we'll be discussing Japan's new Prime Minister. Japan's new Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, is the name that resides on multiple news sites as the former foreign minister that won the election after the first round. The Hiroshima native is deemed as a more conservative member, less willing to test new boundaries after he is presented as the new Prime Minister on 4 October 2021. In his celebratory speech, Japan's new prime minister spoke on relations with the United States and China. This was a primary stance he took while campaigning for the position. He also mentioned a new economic assistance package. Among others, one point that did not surprise me was the questioning of the depth of the gap between different classes of society. Personally, he made me question how he would interact with his peers and help steer Japan out of the current crisis. One of the major questions currently being asked was his stance on China. Historically, it is known for the flashpoints of crisis between the Senkaku Islands. The two countries continue to state that they claim the islands, continually stating as uninhabited. While that is true, China continued to intimidate the area by placing Coast Guard and People's Liberation Army Navy vessels within the area of the Senkakus to dissuade Japanese fishermen. This is a status quo that Japan needs to quell quickly and early in order to save face with Japan's citizens and show strength against Chinese political leaders. People's Republic of China's propaganda's newspapers states that Japan is already hurting Xi Jinping's feelings because of Japan's favorable stance on allowing Taiwan into the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Meanwhile, China is requesting other countries to not recognize Taiwan's acceptance into the organization. Actions such as these continue to show China's stance on not allowing Taiwan to be independent and become more in line with the One China, Two Systems methodology. This is due to China always believing that Taiwan has been a part of China. Other goals that Japan's new prime minister needs to focus on are the rise of the coronavirus cases and the dilapidated systems of vaccinations. Keep in mind that the failure of dissemination of COVID-19 vaccines caused Fumio Kishida's mentor and the administration that he grew up in to step down after a year at his predecessor's post. The people of Japan want results and will make themselves known if they do not have them. Constantly living in the state of emergency continues to hurt the population, businesses, and people's livelihoods as they continue to live under current and constant restrictions. This is why Fumio Kishida is going to create an economic stimulus package by the end of the year to boost the dismal economy. Lastly, the relationship with the United States will bring fruitful activities as the two countries strike for stronger relations and ties. These ties help partner nation relations and help grow and show the other ASEAN countries that Japan is a country that favors a free and open Pacific. This is in line with previous documentation of enabling a Pacific that is free from intimidation and illegal activities. The relation built even before World War II has grown more rapidly over the last few years and was at a low point around 2016. Under the Biden administration, new gains continue to show the importance of the relationship between the two countries. These gains enable other countries to request assistance and join the standard of friendship moving forward. Fumio Kishida is going to need a more hawkish environment towards foreign policy, showing the importance of not backing away from political intimidation. He should be more forceful in maintaining claims of Japanese ownership in and around Japan, and the right-wing political leaders that Fumio Kishida ran against felt that he was only stating claims of contesting China to win votes. Let us hope that he proves these leaders wrong. The people of Japan need a leader that stands by their promises and helps the people return to economic glory that was enjoyed before the COVID-19 crisis. Japan's new prime minister, will he be everything that the people of Japan want? I don't know. Only time will tell. This is Think Analytics Blog. Thank you for listening. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. First, I would like to say that if you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers, with your colleagues, whoever you want to share it with. Also, please follow on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can even subscribe to the Think Analytics blog webpage. We also have subscriptions and donations and are constantly updating new content every week. If you have suggestions, please leave comments on the webpage. If you have ideas or things that you want me to write about, please let me know. I'm here for you. This disclaimer informs readers that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in the text belong solely to the author and not necessarily to the author's employer, organization, committee, or other groups or individuals. These views do not reflect the views of the United States government or any branch of the United States Department of Defense. This also applies to any voice or podcasts.